two categories of variables. The first category, obviously, is the environmental variables, including the light, temperature, irrigation water, salinity, and a series of other things related to the growth of the crop. One typical example is the temperature, because in the polytunnels, in the subtropical specific environment, can be extremely hot. And how to adjust this temperature, like using the mister, when to turn it on, turn it off, surely if you can monitor them and do that smartly, it will reduce the cost and improve the environment. A second category is just the crop status. Mainly, I'm going to use some remote sensing spectros, which is faster to monitor and has the potential to be down by the farmers in the low cost and when they are doing the other daily work, so it doesn't specifically increase their workload. These remote sensing spectral indices have already been used on the board acreage, but in the greenhouses, it's in a smaller scale, and the technology needs to be further developed and ground truthed.
So ultimately, you're talking about giving growers even more control over how their crops are impacted by things like changes in the weather or the health of their soils or other inputs that they may use in their cropping.
Yeah, exactly. We hopefully, in the end of this project, we can deliver a low-cost crop status alert system, and it will integrate the data which has been collected either by the automated sensor systems or by the farmers in the field. All these data will be assembled in the server with a program and calculated for a few status with the algorithm to reflect the crop status of or the environmental conditions. If anything is wrong, for example, the temperature goes to over 40 degrees, or the crop leaf color based on the remote sensing indexes, they look to be wrong, maybe associated with some diseases or nutrient problems, the system will be able to catch that and send a text message alert to the farmer in real time. So farmers can know what is happening and they can go to make the intervention directly.
Do you think this kind of work using protection over crops of some degree is gaining popularity with farmers, that they're able to get more control over some of these elements that otherwise they're really at the mercy of the gods?
I think the most critical thing is the cost. Actually, there are very fancy control systems in the greenhouses, but those things usually cost millions of dollars of the upfront investment. It is fairly difficult for most farmers. Even our industry partner, Perfection Fresh, which is a prestigious big company in the country, they also start with their blueberry farm in the polytunnel. So in this project, we try to get in some cheap solutions, integrating a series of sensors which cost hundreds of dollars rather than thousands or millions of dollars, and a system which can also be relatively cheap with the open source coding. That can be used by the farmers. And the critical thing is that getting something basic, the farmer can go to look into that and start to use that. And then once it gains some popularity, we can upgrade them step by step.